How much specialized material does it take to manage the heat in a single high-performance electric vehicle battery? The answer is up to 4 kilograms. That's nearly 9 pounds of a critical, high-tech gap filler required for just one car, and demand is exploding. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology developments shaping global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're diving deep into the hidden supply chains powering the global tech race. First, we'll look at the battle for the essential materials inside AI chips, where two Japanese companies hold the keys to the kingdom. Then, we're tracking how new EU regulations are forcing a revolution in industrial adhesives, creating both threats and opportunities for manufacturers.
And finally, we'll connect the dots on the EV boom, looking at the next generation battery components and thermal materials that are becoming a critical competitive advantage for US and European automakers. It's a week where foundational materials are making major headlines.
Troy, everyone talks about the GPUs from companies like NVIDIA, but this week the news is all about the materials inside the chip package. What's happening?
It's about two critical choke points in the AI hardware supply chain, both dominated by Japanese firms. The first involves Resonac. On June 17th, the Japan Patent Office upheld their patent, number 7687499, for a liquid encapsulant. This is a specialized resin that protects the complex 2.5D semiconductor packages used for AI.
So, a type of high-tech glue? Why is it so important?
Precisely. In these packages, different materials expand at different rates when they get hot, which causes stress and can literally crack the chip. Resonac's encapsulant prevents this, ensuring reliability. The patent ruling solidifies their technological leadership.
And the second choke point?
That would be Ajinomoto and their Ajinomoto Buildup Film, or ABF. It's an essential insulating layer for high-performance chip substrates. Demand is surging, but on June 15th, the company announced it plans to meet demand by expanding production capacity through 2030 rather than hiking prices.
That's a very different strategy. How does this specifically affect U.S. and European manufacturers building AI systems?
For manufacturers of servers, data center hardware, and high-performance computing systems, this is a double-edged sword. Resonac's patent control and Ajinomoto's market dominance mean the supply of these critical materials is highly concentrated. However, their commitment to reliability and supply stability de-risks production for Western companies. It means the foundational components for their AI roadmaps are more secure, at least for now.
And what should our listeners in trading and distribution take away from this?
They need to understand that the value chain for AI hardware is incredibly deep. The focus can't just be on the final chips. The stability of this entire ecosystem rests on these specialty materials. Any signal of a price strategy change from Ajinomoto, for example, would send shockwaves through the component pricing structure. Tracking these Tier 2 and Tier 3 suppliers is now essential market intelligence.
So, what's the actionable insight for executives?
Executives at any electronics manufacturing firm need to be stress testing their supply chain resilience. They should be asking their procurement teams, how dependent are our key component suppliers on single source materials from Resonac or Ajinomoto? It's time to demand transparency and co-develop strategies to mitigate a potential disruption.
Let's shift from chips to chemicals. We're seeing a flurry of announcements around new industrial adhesives. What's the big driver here, Troy?
The primary driver is regulation, specifically from the European Union. New REACH standards are tightening restrictions on chemicals like TPO and IBOA, which have been common ingredients in UV curable adhesives. This is forcing manufacturers to innovate, and fast.
So this is a story of compliance driving new technology. What are some of the new products hitting the market?
We're seeing a wave of them. Dalo Industrial Adhesives just launched 5 new UV cure products, including Photobond MG4202 for structural bonding, all free of TPO and IBOA. Dimax is highlighting its HLCM1004, a biocompatible adhesive for medical devices. And showing the trend towards safety, Wevochimi introduced Wevosil 23130, a silicone sealant for EV battery housings designed specifically to prevent gas and smoke release during thermal runaway.
That's a direct impact on product safety. How does this affect U.S. and European manufacturers on the factory floor?
For European manufacturers, this is an immediate operational imperative. They must switch to these new compliant formulations to avoid production stoppages and fines. For US manufacturers who export to the EU, the same applies. This isn't just a burden, it's an opportunity to reevaluate assembly processes with safer and often higher performing next generation materials.
And for trading companies and distributors who stock these products?
Their role is critical. They must manage the transition, clearing out old inventory that contains the restricted substances, and more importantly, educating their customers on the new alternatives. The distributors who can provide technical guidance on qualifying these new adhesives from Dalo, Dimax, or Henkel will win the business. This is a moment to be a strategic partner, not just a catalog.
What's the immediate action Western executives should consider?
They need to task their compliance and manufacturing engineering teams to conduct an immediate audit of all adhesives used in their products and processes. Are they using formulations with TPO or IBOA? If so, they need to engage with suppliers now to begin the testing and qualification process for the new compliant alternatives. Waiting until the deadline is a significant business risk.
Troy, let's turn to the automotive sector. The race to build better electric vehicles is relentless. What role are advanced materials playing this week?
They're playing a foundational role in solving the biggest challenges: battery performance, safety, and lifespan. At the Battery Show Europe 2026, BASF just unveiled a new binder called Opinol N+. It's a high-performance polyisobutane designed specifically for next-generation solid-state batteries.
A binder? What exactly does it do?
Think of it as a highly elastic and durable glue that holds all the active components of a solid-state battery together. As the battery charges and discharges, materials inside expand and contract. This binder absorbs that mechanical stress, preventing cracks and delamination, which are primary causes of battery failure. It's a key enabling technology for making solid-state batteries commercially viable.
That sounds critical, and I imagine that's not the only material seeing a boom.
Not at all. A new report from Marks Park Solutions highlights massive growth in the U.S. market for thermal interface materials, or TIMs, by 2033. Specifically, thermal gap fillers used in EV battery packs. The report notes that every 100 kilowatt-hour battery pack requires between 1.5 and 4 kilograms of this material to dissipate heat effectively.
So what does this mean for U.S. and European auto manufacturers?
This is a direct competitive lever. For automakers, access to a better binder like BASF's can accelerate their R&D on solid-state batteries, potentially helping them leapfrog competitors. And the growing availability of high-performance TIMs from suppliers like Henkel and Parker Hannifin allows them to design and build safer, faster charging, and longer-lasting battery packs for their current vehicle platforms.
What should trading companies and distributors in this space be looking at?
This is a clear high-growth sector. Distributors of specialty chemicals and industrial materials should be securing supply agreements with the major TIM producers now. The opportunity extends beyond the materials themselves to the robotic dispensing equipment and automation systems required to apply these gap fillers on a high-volume assembly line. It's an entire ecosystem.
What is the most important action for executives in the auto industry right now?
Automotive executives must ensure their R&D and procurement teams are aggressively evaluating these new materials. They should be asking, can BASF's new binder solve a key reliability hurdle in our solid-state battery program? Are we optimizing our use of thermal gap fillers to balance cost, performance, and manufacturing speed? This is a technology and supply chain race, and falling behind is not an option.
Troy, it's been a dense week, from the micro level of chip encapsulants to the macro level of EV battery packs. Can you summarize the three key strategic takeaways for our listeners?
Certainly. First, the AI hardware boom rests on a fragile and highly concentrated supply chain of specialty materials, largely from Asia. The immense market power held by companies like Japan's Resonac and Ajinomoto cannot be overstated. Western technology firms must urgently map and de-risk these deep-tier dependencies.
Okay, what's number two?
Second, regulation is a powerful catalyst for innovation. Strict EU chemical standards are forcing a rapid and necessary evolution in industrial adhesives. For manufacturers, this is more than a compliance issue. It's a trigger to develop safer, more advanced products and processes, particularly in the medical, electronics, and automotive sectors.
And the final takeaway?
Third, the electric vehicle race is fundamentally a material science race. The future of EV range, safety, and cost is being determined today in the labs that create things like battery binders and thermal interface materials. For U.S. and European automakers, securing access to these innovations and building a robust supply chain is absolutely critical for long-term survival and success.
That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Troy, thank you for the sharp analysis.
My pleasure, Susie.
And thank you for tuning in to Troy Technical Intelligence. If you want to stay ahead of the curve, make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back next week with the intelligence you need to navigate the intersection of technology and industry.